There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Deal of the week.
And we got Rob from Donata Travel joining us in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. I know you've just been on your travels.
Yes.
I think he samples all these deals of the week before, before he does them on here.
Crafty, but I like it. Yes.
Now, if it's your first time that you've tuned in for the deal of the week, we never know where we're going, where we're heading to. Right then. So, Rob, what are we packing in our suitcase?
You're packing in something which will be light because it's quite a warm destination.
Yeah.
And it can get quite humid all year round. And right now it is the rainy season, but it's not a problem because there's lots and lots to do inside in this destination.
Okay.
What time of the year do people normally head to this? Or is it an all year round? We go all the time?
You can go all year round, but it depends. If you like a bit of rain or you're happy with a bit of rain, then I would say fine at this time of year. Otherwise, if you want it dry, then I would say June, July time is the best. But the temperature doesn't really change throughout the year. It's about 27, 28 degrees all year round.
Sounds lovely. Now, can we take this on our Dubai holiday weekend?
You can indeed. This offer is actually available for departure on the 30th, so you can get away.
Is that Thursday?
That is indeed Thursday, yes. So if you want to, you can still take this offer, which is available on Thursday.
Fantastic. And how long would you ideally look to go to this place for?
This destination you can go to from 3 nights to about 5 nights.
Right. And what kind of, you know, tourist does it tend to attract?
It attracts two very distinct type of tourists. It's a great destination for families. It's very safe destination, but also again it's very good for friends because there's lots to do in this destination, from entertainment to food to shopping. But it's great for families as well because it's a very safe destination.
Okay, romance is off the cards, ladies and gentlemen.
not this week, I'm afraid.
Have you been, Rob?
I have, and I think both of you two have been as well.
Yeah, how many times?
I've been about 4 or 5 times.
So it's the place that you go back to.
When was the last time you went there?
This year, earlier, in March.
Oh.
And I had a great time, and I had a friend in Singapore who...
The first time that Rob has ever done that.
Can I just hand over a piece of paper to Mark Lloyd? Can you just read what it says up there in red pen, just next to...
Yeah, I will read.
What I wrote
there's
there.
There's nothing
in red pen,
oh,
right
there
at
it
the
is.
Top.
Singapore!
I got it!
You got it right. There you go. First time ever.
And got to say, also, someone who got it, just before me, and before you gave it away, 2:42 and 12 seconds, that went to, for bragging rights, James!
Yeah, well done, James. Well done.
But I will say, the hotel is not in Singapore.
Well, that's a bit weird that we're going somewhere and we don't have a hotel there. Okay.
Because people believe that Singapore is one island, but it's actually made up of 63 islands.
Is it in Sentosa?
It is Sentosa Island.
Yeah, cool, cool.
So we are pulling this apart today.
At least I got where the hotel was.
You did. You did.
I got where the country was first. You did not win that.
Let's
By no stretch of the imagination
did
you win that.
I got the hotel on Sentosa.
No,
you know,
James won that.
I got closer.
Leave it for the listener.
I was so excited about this destination that it just came out.
Don't worry
mouth.
About it, Rob. I've done it several times. But I must say it's the first time you've ever done it. I'm
it
surprised.
Is. Deal of the
week. Now, he ruined it, did Rob from Donata.
He's never going to live this down.
No,
I feel bad for him myself.
Don't feel bad for him. He ruined it all by himself, Mark. He blurted out that we are going to Singapore for Deal of the Week this week. That's okay.
Yeah. I was so excited. It's such an amazing destination to go to. That's what.
What are your favourite things to do in Singapore when you go?
So one of the great things about it was when I last there, I was with a friend who was actually Singaporean and showed me a completely different side to Singapore. So I got to go to an area called Tiong Bahru, which is a really Art Deco area, which has got really cool little cafes. Mm. There's also a shop called Books Actually that has cats inside it. And
cute.
They just sleep amongst the books. So this and there's a great cafe called
Was it smelly?
Pounds. No, not at all, not at all. Very clean cats, very clean. And also went to a farmway area called Kranji Farmway area, which is actually a completely different side to Singapore. It's still rural. They still farm there on the island. And then also went off onto another island, a very small one, which is called Pulau Ubin. And there it's completely untouched. There used to be quarries there and which are now filled with water. So you can go on these like safaris around, and it's like being in the jungle, and you're just literally right next to Singapore. That's why I was so excited to tell everybody about it. And it's such a great deal as well.
Yeah. All right, well, tell us about this deal. Break it down for us. Where are we staying? Where are we? Who are we flying with, and how long are we going for?
Sure. So this is at the Shangri-La Rasa Sentosa Resort, which is on Sentosa Island. So it's a great entertainment destination. The Universal Studios is there, and there's lots of other family things to do as well. It's a four-night package, so you're paying for 3 nights, but you actually get 4 nights. We're flying, this package is with Jet Airways. It does touch down in Mumbai on the way, because that does reduce the price. However, you can pay a supplement and fly directly, of course, with either Singapore or Emirates.
We're fine. We're all about the price, aren't we?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And it will be in a superior Hillview room. And one of the great things about the Shangri-La Resort on Sentosa, it is one of the only beachfront properties in Singapore. So it has its own beach. So it's like being in a resort, but you're really dead close to the island, actual island of Singapore, to go and do all the different bits and pieces there. And as I say,
huge,
it's great
tech
for families. Breaking this down, it's 3,280 dirhams per person, including the flights, as I say, with Jet Airways on this one. And it is available for departures on the 30th of November. So it's a great price. It's a brilliant price. And also, if you do take children, 2 children under the age of 5 eat for free in the hotel as well.
Jason, that's great.
Where can I find 2 children under 5?
Oh, 2 children. And then you just eat their food. We know parents who do that.
Yeah.
Who will not order their own, but get the kids free food and then eat it.
Yeah. Can I chuck a tip in as well for Singapore? Bugis Market. Have you ever been there? Bugis. It really is. It's the coolest market. It's a bit like the one in Bangkok, the big one in Bangkok.
Is it full of bugs?
Yeah, you can buy a few bugs there for sure. But, you know, the other stuff as well. Great clothes. And I just got great memories of going to that market, Bugis.
But the real tip is to grab a local, I guess, and get them to show you all the bits that no one else will.
Absolutely. And one of the best things about Singapore is it's really easy to walk around and stroll around. People tend not to do it. Like, people go to Orchard Road to go shopping, and they go to the gardens on the bay and see all those sorts of things. But really and truly, it's a great city just to get out and walk around. And you come across all these little neighborhoods and villagey type of neighborhoods right in the center of the city that you can enjoy. So it's a great deal. You get to stay on Sentosa with the family if you want to. And you can experience everything that Singapore has.
And it's not got too much traffic either, has it? Because they tend to discourage people from actually owning cars there. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not like rammed or anything like that.
No, you never really come across any form of like traffic jams or anything else. And it's very easy to get to the airport from downtown, etc. So, yeah, you don't get caught up in all that traffic and anything.
You know the hotel that's been made to look like a ship? That's got the swimming pool on the top, the infinity pool in Singapore.
Yes, the Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah, that swimming pool is the most Instagrammed pool in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a sad fact for you. Yeah, I know.
And also, another sad fact is that the road from the airport to the city also converts into a runway in times of an emergency.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
that's really cool.
If you look on the highway, you'll see the markings of a runway, so it can be converted.
So we could land at the front door of our hotel if we talk to the pilot.
Absolutely.
And also, Singapore Slings, I believe Raffles is closed for now.
It is, but should be reopening soon. But there are other places and other that you can get a very good Singapore Sling.
But would you
get
the free monkey nuts? That's the thing.
Yeah. And little trivia: what is the name of that statue that is kind of the emblem of Singapore?
Merlin. The lion.
Yeah.
The lion with the fish tail.
Merlion. Oh, we're good today. You know what you would think this is? You'd think this is a travel show. Like a bona fide travel show.
Yeah, the Singapore quiz show.
There amazing.
You go. Tanata Travel has its experts. There we are.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for coming in and mocking it up today.
Thank you.
Really
well,
enjoyed
I don't know
it.
If I'm saying thank you for the right reasons. But yeah, thank you very much indeed. So
don't forget as well, head to the blog, dubaii1038.com. Look for the ticket. You'll find all of the details. Shruti filmed that. She'll be putting in lots of different pictures as well of all of the places that Rob talked about there. Rob, we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
See you, Rob.
See you later.
Deal of the week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at dubaii1038.com.